You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Coming up to the end of the show. But in honour of International Pride Month next month, Joel and I spoke to Kitty and Danica, who have been booked and busy organising their fourth queer speed dating event at the Charlotte Museum, Te Whare Takatāpui Wahine o Aotearoa, which has been so well received. All four of their events have sold out now, which is insane. That's so awesome. We had a kōrero with them about the event and what to expect.
Would you be able to firstly tell us a little bit about what inspired you guys to start hosting queer speed dating nights?
Yeah, we love love, first of all. We were watching, I think, was it Love on the Spectrum on Netflix? And which is one of our favourite TV shows. They had a speed dating event on there where people were meeting and having a lovely time. And we thought, why don't we do that here? That seems like something that's totally feasible. So Danica, being the organised person that she is, just started making it happen. just put plans into action and thought, yeah, let's do it for Auckland Pride. And then before I knew it, that idea was actually happening.
Awesome. So, yeah, the past four of these events, including this one, have already sold out, which is incredible. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
So why do you think there is so much of a demand for queer speed dating?
Interesting, because the last time around for Pride last year, we ran three separate nights. One was a gay slash bi night, one was a lesbian slash bi night, and then the other was just queer night, so open to all genders and sexualities. I mean, all of the sessions are, but queer night attracted quite a diverse crowd, which was really cool. And those ones have by far been the most popular. The wait list for the lesbian bi night was by far the longest, so I think the lesbians are a little bit desperate out there. So, you know, we love to be lesbians, we love to be gay little cupids, so we're super stoked to have been supported by Auckland Pride last year, and then this year by the Charlotte Museum to bring queer speed dating to the people, because the apps aren't cutting it, apparently.
Yeah, I guess that through COVID and through the pandemic, people are figuring out that maybe the apps aren't working, and yeah, really kind of
looking to try something new.
Try something new and look at different ways to connect. I think that, yeah, it's not quite cutting it anymore.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome. Could you tell us a little bit more about how these nights will run?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were hosted last year by Carmen Jones, which is a fantastic restaurant on Karangahape Road. And as I mentioned, we're at the Charlotte Museum this time around, which is just off K Road now on Howe Street, which is a really phenomenal venue as well. A lot of people don't know that Auckland has a lesbian museum. So I'm very keen to also get that out there, because we've been going and going to the museum since they were back in New Lynn. They've just moved to the city, so we're going to be hosting there this time around. But the way it's going to run is, you know, we've capped each session at 32 people, so that's going to be 16 couples kind of operating at a time, and you get kind of around 5 minutes with each person before you rotate around. And it's an interesting setup, because it's not as straightforward as straight people speed dating, where it's just, you know, you tell the men to sit down and the women to move around or whatever. The gender of it all is a little bit more complicated with queer people. But, you know, we found ways to make it work, and the feedback we got from last time was really great. I think people are really keen for more queer events that aren't centered around alcohol necessarily, because other than, like, going out clubbing, there's not a lot of spaces in Auckland where you can kind of meet with other queer people in a chill setting, you know?
Yeah, and you've talked a little bit about this wait list. Are there ways to get tickets if someone pulls out or something like that and get on that wait list? What's that process?
Yeah, we just checked ticket sales this morning, and I think the 20 to 35 age group of lesbian bi night has just sold out.
So
we'll pop a link to a Google form wait list on the event page. But the other thing we do want to let people know is that, due to some feedback we've had, because we're only able to run two nights this year, we weren't running a queer night, but we've had some feedback from people who are very excited about the concept of that, so we're bringing it back. The gay bi night, which is supposed to be held on the 15th, is actually going to be a queer night now. So the few gay men that have bought tickets will have the option to transfer them across or be refunded. But queer night is all go. We're going to update the website today and, yeah, get your tickets now, because they are selling out quickly.
This is very exciting, and we've touched on this multiple times throughout this interview, but there's a lot of excitement around this event. So are you guys planning any other events in the near future, maybe?
Nothing in the works currently, but we are excited to keep working with Auckland Pride on year just to keep this going, because it is, yielding some lovely results, and we're really excited about what it could be.
Yeah, and one other thing I would say is that, as Kitty mentioned, we were kind of initially inspired by the show Love on the Spectrum, and that is something that is really important to us as well, is remaining accessible. So I think we have considered potentially running an event specifically for like the disabled community as well, which would be really cool, because I don't think queer disabled people get a lot of opportunities to meet with one another. But, you know, that we've got to get through the current event first, and then we'll look to the future.
That's a really amazing idea. Like, that's genuinely really, really cool. So, yeah, one last question. Where can people stay in the loop for more queer speed dating nights in the future?
Well, if you're interested in coming to the current event, you can go to the website, which is just tinyurl.com/QSD24, or if you go to the website or social media of the Charlotte Museum, they will have information not only about our event but also upcoming events. They host a range of queer events as well, so I would recommend checking them out. And we're also, Kitty and I both, on social media, so you're welcome to find us and follow us. But we don't have QSD social media yet, but maybe that will be something we can look to in the future.
That was Kitty and Danica, who are holding their fourth queer speed dating event at the Charlotte Museum, Te Whare Takatāpui, Wahine o Aotearoa. Really exciting stuff. Thank you again to those two for speaking with us. That was really cool. Really exciting things.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.